Thank you so much, everybody, and welcome, everybody. And Amy, I'm wondering if we can mute the entry and exit chimes. So thanks. So today we're going to talk about how to write outstanding blogs. As you may have known from the promotional material, I am a writer and an editor, have been on staff, have done a lot of freelance writing. And my sweet spot, my absolute passion and desire is to help you really get going and really, really speak your truth so that the people who need you can come to you. So we'll just go in and I'll go through some things about what blogging is and is not and how to structure it, what things work, a couple of things that don't. And at the end, the last half hour, 20 minutes or so, I will open it for questions. Amy kindly sent me some of your questions early on, and I'll cover those that I feel like I have the expertise to talk about. So a blog isn't just an essay or an article that you write. It's nothing fancier than that. It can be something based on your personal experience, or it can be very objective, newsy, and scholarly. Either way, it's something you write from your own perspective, in your own voice, but there's nothing more mysterious about that. And there's really very few rights and wrongs with it that you wouldn't already know from your training as coaches about boundaries and so on. And the most important thing, though, is to do it. It's a wonderful way to help people get a sense of who you are and how you can help them. So the structure of a blog, I'm not going to talk about the technical side too much because that's not my area of expertise, and I really encourage you to find someone in your life to delegate that stuff to, unless you're a real technical whiz and enjoy that. I happen to be very blessed with an on-site graphic designer, IT guy, who set up my two websites. I blog at GayEdelman.com, my writer, CoachGay.com. I have some content, but mostly it's just stuff about writing and writing coaching. WordPress is the one that I'm using. There are other platforms, but there are other folks who are more qualified to help you with that. I want you to get started as soon as possible. So if you don't have a website and you're not already up and running, you can even just start using your Facebook page as a way to say who you are, post, and I'll share some ideas about how you can come up with ideas and what kinds of things. But to share those things that show your expertise and your special skills and your special gifts in the best possible in the best possible light. Now, I want to back off a little bit a second and say that if you're feeling intimidated, as those of us who are boomers sometimes do, by the tech and by the, you know, how do I do this and what about Instagram and what the hell is this and what the hell is that, just know that even when I frolic with folks who are entrepreneurs in this business of marketing and promoting and getting known in this great citizen journalism time that we're living in, even they don't exactly know what they're doing. So don't feel bad about it. I want you to just start where you are. Don't worry about catching up. Just start where you are. So now the most important thing, speaking now writer to writer, is to get started. So I'm hoping that as we go along, you'll have a pad and paper, not to take notes so much on what I say, but to come up with some ideas of things you could blog about, somewhere to do it, and a plan of action that will have you have some great content up by this time next week.